it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Chelsea podcast. It's Chaz here. As ever, I am joined by the majestic, the masterly, Mr. Mooch. How are you, pal?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Good, good. I've got to find some more M words, haven't I?
Malicious. Well,
I mean, it's exactly. Minty.
There's another one I could say, but I don't think it's good for a family podcast.
God, this is a family podcast.
Is it?
I didn't know that. Hello to our apparently we're number six football podcast in South Africa. Number six, which I don't think is too bad. Here's to all our listeners in South Africa. Thanks for joining us. And we're here to talk about the Wolves game, which is coming up on Christmas Eve. I mean, there are more stupid things that have happened in football, but, and I know we always used to play that on Christmas Eve in the 50s, but this ain't the 50s, is it?
No.
And the trains will be shocking, and there's going to be some people getting back to their homes at, you know, midnight and stuff like that. But let's leave all that aside. Let's have a look at the football. Wolves. What do we make of Wolves? I mean, this is another side who clearly you feel we should be beating. But actually, recently, we haven't done that well against, to be honest. Looking back at the results recently, we've had, one Premier League win in the last six. Though, admittedly, that was the last Premier League home match, end of 2022. What do you reckon, Jack? What do you make of Wolves this season?
I don't think they're as bad as sort of people are necessarily making out. I think Gary O'Neill's come in some rather, quite extraordinary circumstances, like a couple of days at the start of the season. And I think he's turned him into quite a decent sort of well-drilled side, particularly after they've lost a lot of players and whatnot. And we shouldn't necessarily be taking them lightly, particularly when you look at the table and they're only 3 points behind us. I don't know, we're crap and underperforming, but it just shows the level where we need to sort of be potentially sort of thinking about them. But that said, there's always going to be that sort of blue tinted spectacles, as it were, that you think man for man, we're still largely speaking better than them. Right. As long as we show our quality, which we've not been doing all season, as long as we show our quality, we should be able to go there and grind out a result.
I mean, it's really weird because you do look at, my first reaction, and I've got a mate who diehard Wolves fan, and he will say, bloody hell, we look awful. And actually, when you look at, it's been a mixed bag of results. They've had, losing to Sheffield United for starters, they did get beaten by the Hammers this weekend. Actually, when you look at the stats, it wasn't as, they were the vast majority of possession, they had more shots. So, although they got beat 3-0, it perhaps wasn't a 3-0 game. But, on the other hand, they went off and beat Spurs. So is it, I think we probably underestimate them, but I think they've also, a bit like us, they've suffered very much from not replacing, you know, a trusted number nine, 15 to 20 goal a season goal scorer in the shape of Raúl Jiménez, who admittedly has gone a bit downhill and a bit off the boil since his injury. But, you know, they don't really, they've got this Kuna now, this guy. But other than that, they haven't really scored an awful lot of goals. And I think they probably have those same sort of issues that we have. You know, there's no one, no one really providing the bullets. Mooch, what do you make of them? Have you seen any of them this year?
Not really. I'm just scared of any team who's
Any team.
Yeah. Like, it's just like the teams that you'd expect us to sort of be rolling over are the ones who are the thorns in our side. So I've learnt to shut up and stop tempting the gods. We should be winning it. It's another sort of potential banana appeal that we can come up a cropper against, but they've had an awful run of games in November. But then again, that is basically, we are the team that people change their fortunes against. It seems.
That's true. That's true.
And you said they beat Tottenham. So did we.
Fair point. Yeah, it's been a really mixed bag. They've had some, you know, I mean, even against Arsenal, I think they looked nothing. And I watched most of that game and they really didn't look nothing for about 75 minutes. And then they scored and then they looked really good for 10 minutes. And it's one of those things that, you know, if something goes, we could be one up and, you know, they could get some sort of spawny goal back and then really put us under a bit of pressure. When they do, a bit like us, when they play, they can play. I mean, I would be a lot more confident if it was a home and not a Molineux. And I think obviously it's going to be, you know, whatever happens, whatever happened against Newcastle, we're recording this on Monday, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That's going to obviously have a big impact on what happens on Saturday, including starting lineup. I mean, so who starts for you guys? Do you think Enzo will be back?
No, I don't.
Controversial.
I don't think so. I think it will be Caicedo and Gallagher again. And I think it's going to be a similar side to the one that we saw on the weekend. And I'm happy with that. I think. I think it gives us more of an option from the bench. It gives us that dynamism in that midfield. I like Cole Palmer, although he did play well when he went onto the flank. I do like him in the middle. Maybe we'll see Nkunku in the side, depending if he comes on and or does well against
Newcastle
in the cup. But on the whole, I don't think it'll be too much of a change from this weekend side.
Interesting. I mean, I still don't think Nkunku will get a whole game. I suspect it'll be another 20 minutes or whatever, depending on how we're doing, of course. But leaving Enzo out. I mean, I can absolutely see it because, as you say, once that side started to tick a bit in the second half. It wasn't like, you know, he came on and absolutely changed everything. So it's possible, but I wonder if he might bring Enzo back in and sort of try and rotate it a little bit. But Jack, what do you reckon?
Isn't Caicedo like a yellow card away from a suspension or something? Or am I remembering that wrong? I know because we've got a few players that are.
Oh, that's quite possible.
Would he then not be sort of behoving on him to say, well, you know, arrested Enzo, it's your turn for a rest now. Keeps you off a yellow card and available for the next game, which is Palace. And so maybe he goes down that route. But I mean, I was saying in the preview show that I think we generally reserve the three-man midfield of Caicedo, Fernandez, Gallagher for the sort of higher level teams. But bearing in mind it's an away game, would he be tempted to say, actually, I think I want a bit more solidity, make sure that we don't give that goal away to put the wind in their sails and give them momentum going forward against us. might he be a bit cautious, bring Enzo in and then sort of sacrifice one of the attacking players?
I don't know if Connor previously was playing as when he was playing with Enzo and Caicedo. I think it felt more like Caicedo was like that lone pivot. And I think against Sheffield United on the weekend, it was more of a double pivot. And I think that's kind of what we need to have a bit more of protection against the back four, but also allow to have almost like the attacking section and then the defense and the two pivot midfielders. And I think that's what will happen against these teams that you know we should be able to be flowing more football, playing more flowing football with, but with the low block and just getting men behind the ball, we just get caught on the break.
I mean, I wouldn't want to see, I have to say, I thought Caicedo was overall our best player I think overall he was our best player on Saturday. I thought Palmer had a really excellent first 35 minutes of the second half. I mean, certainly the outstanding player of the second half. But if you take the game as a whole, I felt Caicedo was playing at the highest level. And I'd sort of now, if he's doing that, hate to see him. I take your point, Jack, but I think at this thing, it's like, well, you know, you pay your money and you take your chance, and you play your player until you can't, you play a player like that until you can't play him anymore. Admittedly, I'm not saying he's undroppable, absolutely not, but I don't think at this, I can't see him being rested at this stage. I reckon you might be right about the solidity, and I reckon, they might be inclined to rest Mudryk for this one, particularly if he did play against Newcastle, we'll see. What about defence as well? Because I'm assuming, and again, I say we can't say this with 100% certainty, but I'm assuming that Malo Gusto may well have got a run out on Tuesday night. He was on the bench on unused substitute. I know he did come on at the end, didn't he, briefly, on Saturday. So do you think he might come back to right back? Do you think De Zarzi might sit this one out to give us a sort of, you know, some relative defensive solidity, but just a little bit more going forward, a little bit more support for whoever's playing on the right?
I'm a strong believer in square pegs for square holes. Mm. Play the right back there, not converting the centre back. I mean, there's always exceptions to the rule. I mean, like Cuckoo's had a couple of good games at right back this year, and he's a left back, and that would be counter to my rule. But I generally speaking think play players in their positions. That's what that generally speaking works out best. So I'd be in favour of nothing against De Zarzi. I said he had a good game at right back against Sheffield, but I think bringing in the right back to play right back is the way to go.
I suppose it's just really, again, whether or not he trusts him to be back to 100% fitness. But again, we may know more in retrospect after the game on Tuesday. Okay, lads. Well, let's talk about predictions then. I'm going to go on and ask you about predictions for the whole of the Christmas period, really, not every individual game, but just how well you see us doing over the Christmas period. So, but for this one, notwithstanding that it is a Christmas Eve trip and it is away, do you think we're going out to Molineux to get an early Christmas present, or do you think we're going to come away with nothing in our sack?
That's a toughie. Just everything sort of screams to me sort of either a 0-0 or a 1-1. Because we don't seem to be great at putting two performances together, and we've just had one against Sheffield United. Maybe if we play rubbish against Newcastle, we'll then put a good one against Wolves, but who knows?
Let's hope we didn't do that.
So probably a low-scoring draw, I'd imagine, which I hate to predict.
Yeah, fair shout. Mooch, can you offer any shreds of optimism?
No. Prediction for the whole of Christmas is pain. And I just don't... they're just niggly games at niggly times of the season. And I'm just not looking forward to it I think it's going to be a shit Christmas. I think it's really.
should make a carol out of that, shouldn't we?
I was thinking if we could get like there's very real with the Palace game being at home and Luton being so largely dismal. He says again, thinking of how they just nearly beat Arsenal. I was thinking if we get two wins from that and a draw at Wolves. I mean, given our overall sort of performances this season, 7 out of 9 would actually be a pretty decent return. Yeah. And I think that's very doable.
Yeah, I mean, it should be. We look at these three games, as we've said all season, we look at three games and we look at three teams who, I mean, Palace, annoyingly, have just given themselves a massive kind of fillip, a massive boot up the arse by, you know, taking a point off the champions. Who admittedly aren't in the best form themselves. And so did we take a point off the champions. But the one thing I'd say about Palace is that they've got a couple of strikers or a couple of forward players who can cause problems. Mm. Got a bit of pace about them, look like they're getting their eye in as far as goal scoring is concerned.
But then I would say about them, Roy is very conservative. If it had been at Palace, I'd be a lot more worried than if it was at the Bridge. And I think he's more likely to rein them in for that game, trying to either, you know, pick up set pieces or stay in the game for an hour and then try to hit us type of thing. So if we can get at them a little bit early, which we should be able to do, he says, I feel a bit more confident about that one.
I think confidence is the key here. Like the performance against Newcastle is key. Which will feed into the performance against Wolves, and if we get two decent results there, then we will be going into the Palace and Luton game feeling confident. But if we have ropey for performances or we don't get a win and at either of those games, then it's going to be doom and gloom for Christmas. And the feeling around the club before the Sheffield game was. Right, what happened? No one would know what would happen if we'd lost against Sheffield because it would have just been unthinkable. Do you know what I mean? And I feel we're only another loss or two away from that feeling again. That's what I'm just terrified about.
It's terrible that we got to this position, you know, that we're here 2 years after winning the World Club Championship. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
It's mental, isn't it?
I think it's also just the pressure because of we were 2 years ago, we were world champions. we are still got that winning mentality and the pressure on the club to deliver and also spending £1 billion.
Yeah, but all right. So come on, let's put your cards on the table, son. How many points are we taking from these three Christmas fixtures?
Four.
I'll go for seven. I'm going to be optimistic about it. It's Christmas and it'll be a miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well, again, for the sake of variation, I'm going to go for six. I think we'll just about go Wolves 2-1. We'll be 2-0 up and then we'll have a very brown trouser the last 10 minutes as they sneak a goal in. But I think we can make six. I think we'll beat Luton. And I think if things go wrong at Wolves, we'll beat Palace. Or if things don't go wrong at Wolves, we'll lose to Palace. That covers all the bases, doesn't it? What I'm saying is that I think we have it in. I think 6 points or more, I wouldn't be too massively upset with. And I think Luton are going to struggle still. I mean, they've got with all the stuff that happened with Tom Lockyer, bless him. I think they're going to be carrying that a bit and. All right, they've got a couple of weeks until we play them, but I still think that that's going to be...
On their minds
I think it's going to be right at the heart of everything that's going on at that club. So they may well be preoccupied. So I do see us winning that one. And as I say, I think both of the other two games could go either way, but I think at least 6 points, at least. Okay, gents, well, I think that about wraps it up. I take it we'll try and be back. We may not be back after the Wolves game, but we'll certainly be back after the Palace game. Jack, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Once again. Yeah, you're very welcome, mate. We'll see you again later in the season, I hope. Mooch, you're a gent, mate. Lovely to see you as ever.
You too, mate. We will. I'll chat to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Keep the blue flag flying high, folks. Take care and have a good Christmas. Cheers.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.